you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. With Zach and Jess.
Hello!
Hello!
Did I say a different word?
No, I think I said hello.
No, you were. I couldn't tell. Your mouth looked like it was about to say a different word.
Oh.
Maybe like, whoa.
I don't know.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one is Jess McKenna.
And we're here once again to improvise a musical, as we do when we do. And when do we do? Right now it's a Wednesday afternoon.
And when do you hear it? Once a week. When do we record it? About that much.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, who do we got in the studio? Oh, we got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Brett Choo Choo on the frets.
Acoustic version.
Got Brett unplugged, yet plugged in.
Yep.
It's one of those.
It's one of those ones. You can picture it. We got Dana Wickens on the stickens. Dana Wicks on the sticks, producing the drums as good as they come. And that's it. Well, that's not it.
That's not it.
Guess what?
We got a guest.
We got a guest.
Once again.
We've done it. You probably saw his name in the description and you thought,
I gotta listen to this one now.
Oh, hot damn. He's a, you know, an Earwolf legend. You know him from White Women. He's an incredible improviser.
Also an incredible writer.
It's Carl Tart.
Ba-doo-bop, da-ba-doo-dop. Sabadap, debop, blow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I was trying to do my little thing. That they all did their little thing.
Oh, yeah. That's
so. A flourish?
Mm-hmm. A little flourish.
And then in that moment, I wish that when we were introing you, I wish I remembered your cat name from our Cats 2, which was Uncle Mitten Fuzz.
Yeah. Uncle Mitten Fuzz.
What it is, what it was.
The cat who fixes the cat cars.
Yeah.
The cat mechanic who fixes the cat car. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about cats on this podcast. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, well, we will continue to wait to talk about cats.
Boy,
you're not going to spoil it for me. I'm not going to watch it.
No, but it is a conversation that is so baffling that it is truly like, it would be like throwing you into a universe of converse. Like, it's impossible to discuss.
Yeah, we couldn't spoil it, but at the same time, like, why subject you to talking about something?
Why make you our guest talk about something you have not seen?
I know Mr. Mistopheles.
Okay, what do you know about them?
I know that song because So they kept listening to it in the writer's room at Brooklyn last season. And I had my... who made it? Eastman Presser made it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you guys know Eastman Presser.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Shout out.
Shout out Eastman Presser. He made a trap remix for me to play every day. We would turn on Mr. Mistopheles. We had this lunch wheel where you spin the wheel and that would pick the day's lunch, and there was a mm-hmm. whole veto system and everything like that. And then they would always play Mr. Mistopheles during that, and I was like, I'm sick of listening to this version. I want to jazz this up.
Yeah.
And so I sent Eastman a note and was like, yo, man, can you make a trap remix to this? And he was like, what's trap? And I and I sent him some examples, some chains.
Carl, what is trap?
Trap? Don't do this to me now.
It's just something for our listeners.
Trap music is a style of music, a style of rap music that was created in the South, most specifically Atlanta, around the time of when early 2000s. And T.I. was one of the original.
When did T.I. switch to Tip, or is that just a nickname?
That's his actual nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, like from growing up.
Okay.
And he chose T.I. as his rap name. But trap music uses a specific beat where they speed up the hi-hats is what really makes it.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Every time you hear like the... Like, and yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and so that's kind of what made trap music. And it was because it was the type of music that was being listened to in trap houses, which are places where you sell drugs.
Oh.
Wow, that was very thorough and informative.
The more you know. Thanks, Scott. So he made you a trap, Mr. Mistopheles.
I'm going to need to get my hands on that file.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
It's pretty cool. I'll play it for you guys.
That sounds great. Shout out, Eastman. And also, you just did that so well, man. Like, I was like, I know some of this about trap. And then I don't know this part about trap.
I knew none of it. I knew that it was a subgenre of rap. And that was it.
Yeah. They use it a lot in England now, too. That's kind of like when they started really getting into rap over there. Like, trap became like, they have like, they mix the trap with like grime and stuff.
Grime,
like that.
Yeah. Grime has a specific beats per minute that everything goes to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really fast. It's like 160, 180.
That's extremely fast.
It's very fast.
They do, and they when it became trap music for them, it's like they took those grime, like, and they added them to just like the doom, 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 like just the heavy trap beats from the South.
That sounds great.
And kind of mix both of those together.
That sounds great. Dana, you're going to have
140,
a hard time.
140. I was insane.
140 is still very
fast. I was insane. 140.
160 is just 80 in halftime. That's the thing. When a beat gets too fast, you can always slow down.
Yeah, you can. But you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. So what else?
And then the thing is, when you say, no one else wants to talk because they think you're going to keep talking, you know?
So.
You should see the look on your face. And I was like, he about to hit us with something.
Yeah. I have a deep thought.
Yeah, we'll wait, man.
I'm still thinking of it. I don't have it yet, but I know it's deep. I'm pulling it up from sort of the bottom of my brain.
Uh-huh.
My brain is a lake, and then under the lake is a bunch of mud, and then there's garbage buried in that mud.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the best piece of garbage.
And the fish that grow in that's good eating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what you want. That's like get that.
Those garbage fish.
No, a catfish.
Bottom feeders.
We go now to a high mountaintop overlooking a beautiful lake where a collection of mystics are sitting in deep meditation. Silent for years, and I was about to talk in the clear, but I actually don't know what I'm about to say yet. Maybe I should have been silent for longer. Maybe I was right, maybe I was wrong, but I was about to say.
top of the mountain, on a mountain peak. It's hard to tell when someone is meditating and when they're just about to speak, because the sound of meditating is and about to speak is the same. We really should have a different sound for meditating, not to pass the blame, but go around and give a deep thought.
Okay, thank you. That'll help me. Just any deep thought.
Any deep thought.
Hey, you ever notice that we in a swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
and there's a drain at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and you know that drain could suck you in and you'd immediately die, but
yeah.
you still want to go down in that drain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that before.
Do you ever notice when you're at a zoo and you see a bear in a bear exhibit? What's it called? Not an exhibit. Enclosure. And you think that bear could eat me, but I still want to go in that bear enclosure.
Yeah, do you know that feeling when you're at a tall building's ledge and you want to put your foot right to the edge, and you love the feeling of being so tall, and part of you wants to fall?
I know I've got a deep thought. I know I've got a deep thought. We all stare death in the face, like it or not, but I know I've got a deep thought. Guys,
yeah,
I want to go up the mountain to seek the wisdom of the mystics at the top of the mountain.
Oh my gosh, that's the best thing to do with this Saturday.
Guys, you know our guardian, our legal guardian, does yeah. not want us going up that mountain.
Yeah, I know Kevin doesn't want us going up the mountain, but Kevin's a square.
Kevin takes care of us, okay? You're not going to call him that. I've been with you longer than him, okay? I am your older yeah. legal sibling.
Uh-huh. You're legally my sibling. He's legally my guardian.
Yes.
And I'm legally interested in going up that mountain to talk to those mystics.
I just don't understand why Kevin doesn't want us to go up the mountain to seek the mysteries of space and time.
It's not that easy, okay?
What do you mean? Going up the mountain is dangerous?
Yes. Glenn! Glenn!
Yes.
What is so dangerous about climbing up a mountain? It's just a long hike, which is just a long walk with some elevation.
It's just an up walk.
It ain't just that. There's puzzles.
Puzzles?
And ghouls and goblins and animals.
Ghouls and goblins and animals?
Yes. There's ghouls, goblins, and then
Glenn,
some animals.
Have you seen this, or is this what Kevin told you?
Oh, I seen it.
You've been up there?
Yeah.
Did you make it?
Why do you think Kevin put my room in the attic?
To punish you or reward you?
To reward me.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it was a reward because you have your own space, and it's cool. You don't have to share like me and Trenton.
I got a TV up there.
You do?
Yeah.
Come on.
And you can't watch it.
Oh, please.
Not until the papers go through that we become real siblings and not just legally.
Not just legal
siblings.
Real siblings. Man.
That'll never happen. Not unless the angels win the pennant. Come on, Glenn. Tell us.
Come on, Glenn.
Fine.
Bryce and I just really want to know about the trials of the mountain.
Okay, fine. Don't you go up that mountain. No, no. There is animals and ghouls and goblins, whoa.
Oh.
They'll come out and bite you and nibble at your ankles. Don't go up that mountain, no, no.
Don't go up that mountain, no, no. Don't go up the mountain, no, no. Animals and goblins and ghouls, whoa, whoa. Don't go up the mountain, no, no.
And what about puzzles?
And
what?
Riddles.
Sphinx.
What about hiking, which is walking? At least that's one.
you've got your own room and a TV. So that seems like an attainable goal for my legal sibling Bryce and me. You're saying don't go up the mountain, no, no.
No, no.
Don't go up the mountain, no, no.
I said no.
Even though hiking is just walking uphill and slow, don't go up the mountain, no, no.
Now I know I haven't given you a good reason to go up there. My life is pretty great since I've done it.
It's sweet!
But please just listen to me and our legal guardian. He cares about you and me. Don't go up that mountain, no, no.
Go up the mountain, no, no.
Go up that mountain, no, no.
Go up the mountain, no, no.
There's puzzles and riddles and Kevin walks slow. Don't go up that mountain, no, no.
Slow?
Yes. Wait. So he won't be able to catch you if you get up there.
Wait.
And your ankles get nibbled at.
Okay, but...
But you went and you got rewarded,
Glenn,
with
us. Come
Wouldn't
with
it be
us.
Safer if we went,
with you?
Think of it. Trenton, Bryce, Glenn. All going together on a place that Glenn's already been.
You guys are going to get my TV taken away. All right.
Okay. Are the riddle trolls? Huddle up. Huddle up, riddle trolls.
Wait one second.
Okay.
Wait 1 second. I'm just finishing the crudité.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
She's finishing
let's
the crudité.
Let's get the spread set up before we have
one
the meeting.
1 second, I'm finishing the crudité.
Okay.
Stop eating all of the jicama.
Yes, don't eat the jicama
it's
early.
It's a zero-calorie treat. I just need to munch, and I'm on whole 30.
Gorful, wait one moment. It's supposed to be a beautiful spread with several dips if you eat the jicama early.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mess with the flow of
the
crudité.
Oh, I see it now. It was sort of like a sunset pattern.
Yes.
There are red bell peppers, green bell peppers,
yellow
carrots,
bell peppers, yellow pepper. Carrots,
jicama,
cucumbers, jicama.
I just love the jicama. You know how you get a good stick of jicama?
Yes, that's why I included it in the crudité.
Crunch on it.
Broccoli.
Is
broccoli,
cauliflower,
cherry tomatoes,
yes,
ranch,
pea pods,
snap peas. Yep, there's a ranch dip, and there's a roasted tomato hummus, and a tzatziki.
I love a tzatziki.
And you haven't said a single thing about Clarton's charcuterie.
It's just a stick of jicama. It always does the trick-a-ma. When I mick-a-mick-a-ma, nom nom nom. A little stick of jicama rolls in very quick-a-ma. When I like to eat it, I go yum yum. I put a little crunchy jicama in my mouth, in my mouth. Got a little stick of jicama's what I'm all about.
About my charcuterie, it makes me hurt right in my bootery. It makes me mad, it makes me real sad. I just want you to compliment me really bad.
What a feat, these Italian meats and cheeses and a hummus mustard. You should have said hooray to him like we did when you made custard.
Ooh, ooh, hooray
for the crudité.
I wouldn't be feeling so better. A little pepper juice as a snack, with a little cracker for a little sneaky snacker to put into my mouth super fast. Jicama and peppers and the crackers and the cheese, give them all to me, number, 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 please. I will eat them all, and I'll give a olive if I get a chip. I'll chop a nut of olives.
Ooh, hooray for the crudité. Ooh, hooray for the crudité.
Sort of my point.
with the riddles, I feel like we have a job, right?
Yes.
Give riddles yes. to people coming up the mountain.
Okay, yeah. So maybe we should ask them, which of us made the crudité, which of us made the charcuterie, and which of us made the crostinis, including bruschetta?
Bruschetta, yeah. Okay, that's good, because right now I feel What's like we're focusing crostini? All...
Is this ricotta with a pesto? That is a nice crostini.
Thank you.
Crostini, a lightly toasted or grilled bread with any sort of topping.
You know you can use crostini for charcuterie as well.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
In case you don't like wine crackers, I like to spread a little, a nice soft cheese.
Oh, on my... you know it. I mean, I think we can all agree that our three spreads are working in concert.
I think it's pretty neat that we have found the harmony between those things. Mm-hmm. I think it's also neat that a crudité can be a charcuterie, but not all charcuterie is a crudité.
I don't think that's right.
No?
I disagree.
Crudité refers to vegetables.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, what'd you say?
You could put a crudité on a charcuterie board.
I don't think so either.
It has to be meats only?
No, I just think the basis of a charcuterie is a meat plate.
But what if you had like a charcuterie that had like olives on it?
Don't you dare disrespect me like that!
You wouldn't put olives on a charcuterie
Absolutely
plate?
Absolutely not.
You could, but...
I'm just saying that olives could also be in a crudité.
Yeah, but that's not what you initially said, which is why Clarenton and I were taking pause. You said a crudité can be a charcuterie and a charcuterie can't be a crudité.
Is that not true?
No, I think you can have a vegetable on a charcuterie, but that does not a crudité make.
The only
That's
vegetables,
what I was trying to say.
The only vegetables I put on my charcuterie are the tiny pickles. What are they called?
Lickles.
No,
little pickles.
Yeah, cornichons.
Cornichons.
Cornichons!
That's a new word for me. One more time.
Cornichon!
Somebody call me?
Oh, it's our friend Cornichon.
Hello, it's me, Cornichon. Did anybody call me?
We were talking about the little pickles, which apparently... Are you named after those?
Nah, I wish. I wish I was named after Cornichons.
Are you named after something else?
I'm just a Cornichon.
Oh, yeah.
From the island of Corn.
Cornwall, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye, Cornichon. Cornichon! It's fun to say.
It's great to say.
Okay, so if we sneak out at the dark of night, Kevin won't know, is what I'm saying. But con, it will be night when we're going up the mountain.
Okay, I want to say that, Glenn, I'm happy you're at this planning meeting. I wish we were in your cool attic having
With your cool TV.
But I'm just happy you're here.
You've got a PlayStation 4.
I have a PlayStation 4, and I have all of the games. Every game ever created.
Every game, which is crazy because it's largely backwards compatible with PlayStation 3 and 2.
Yeah, I bought all the new stuff. I'm terrible with money.
Well, you're 14.
Yeah, well, we got time to
learn. We got time.
Listen, if you guys get my TV taken away, I'm going to be so peed.
Yeah, you said that.
We will not get your TV taken away.
Do not, please.
No, I mean, we're playing a long game where obviously we're all real siblings and legal siblings, and we get to watch TV in your cool attic bedroom. So, yeah. We're all on the same page.
I'm just sort of hoping that I get up to the top of that mountain. Kevin's so impressed that he's given me, I don't know, a Nintendo Switch. I'm bringing that up there to your TV. All of a sudden, we're bonding. We got, two systems now.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Sony guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm hoping I get noise-canceling headphones because Kevin's so impressed I made it to the top of the mountain.
What noise are you trying to cancel out?
Mostly me.
Yeah. Trenton has, it's like a snore hiccup that happens.
But it happens also while I'm awake.
Yeah. It's tricky. Most of the time I'm like, this is chill, but when I'm trying to sleep, I could use a little Bose technology.
Okay, so planning meeting. Do we have all the things that we need?
Okay.
Boots?
Check.
Did you say oats?
Boots.
Okay, I have oats.
Okay, well, I have boots.
Do you have milk and... cinnamon and brown sugar for the oats?
I can.
Okay.
I feel like milk might be cumbersome to carry, but...
Oh, I'll put it back. I have a lot of milk. I don't have any brown sugar or cinnamon.
Okay.
I've got boots and milk.
Boots and milk. Okay, I'm just making a list.
Yes, milk, not a particularly percussive word.
No, but I have these sticky hands that I got from the arcade.
Those are fun, and you can get something that's too far away.
Yeah, and also, in case we're following down a ravine, maybe they'll hold us for
you
one second.
I have the remote control from Glenn's TV to sort of remind us of the stakes of this mission.
How dare you?
Okay, and
you're holding me ransom.
And I have a locket with a picture of Kevin.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I really love him.
As our legal guardian, he has done a lot for us.
Yeah.
He has stocked us up with the necessary materials for us to go on this trip.
Boots, milk, oats.
Which makes me think he wants us to a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Boots, milk, oats.
Boots, milk, oats.
Boots, milk, oats.
Boots, milk, oats.
It's an adventure, and I'm ready to go. I got everything I need, I got boots, milk, oats. Yeah, what's in my bag, you know? Oh, what am I packing? I got boots, milk, oats.
Yeah, we don't need his permission. We know Kevin secretly likes this mission. We're gonna sneak out in the night, and you know I'm packed up, so I'm doing it right. I got boots and milk and oats. And when we come on down, you know we're gonna glow. We got boots and milk and oats. Yeah, this idea I got to blow.
Boots, milk, oats.
Boots, milk, oats.
Now you two kids, you're mean and savage, holding my remote control hostage. I'm mad, I'm really upset. I'll make you a good little bet. If we go up the mountain and come back down, I'll make sure Kevin smiles, not frowns. He's gonna give you all the gifts you need, and he'll do it in his very slow speed.
Boots, milk, oats.
Boots, milk, oats. We got it all packed and ready to go. We got boots,
milk, oats.
Let me break it down. Boots, it's what you wear on your feet when you're walking on a hill or even a street. You're gonna need them if you wanna walk nonstop. Protective covering for when...
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You step on rocks.
Milk.
Screw this silk. You're gonna drink it down and you get out of town when you're climbing up a mountain. What comes out your fountain? Not water, ilk. No, it's milk.
Oats is what you eat on when you're walking up the street and the beat on. And you're listening to the music in your nice new headphones. And you're climbing on oats. Oh.
One more thing that won't take its toll. A little remote control. Just remind you all of the stakes and unlock it with Kevin. Make no mistake. We brought boots,
milk, oats.
Boots,
milk, oats.
We got all these things, now we're ready to go. We got boots,
milk, oats.
Are they ready to go up this mountain? Are they gonna get to the top? Will they return and make Kevin smile, not frown? Find out when we return to the second half of The Deep Thought Quest, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you, no questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we left our three intrepid children, they were trying to get up a mountain without their legal guardian Kevin knowing. Will they be able to get past the trolls? Will they find the deep thoughts at the top of the mountain? Find out in this, the second half of Deep Thoughts Quest.
Oh, hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hello.
I just was coming by to drop off your milk.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I got all these legal kids that I'm guarding, and they got to grow up real strong, and they got to get their calcium.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like you're currently low on milk. Good thing I got here just in time.
Well, hello there, Kevin.
Hello.
I'm just here to drop off this week's ration of oats.
You know, I got all these kids I'm guarding.
Legally,
and they need their oats, and that's full of vitamin D.
Well, I'm looking at your sort of oat supply, and it seems precariously low. It's a good thing I made it here today.
Yeah, I like to keep everything out on the counter so everybody who walks up to the door can see it.
Oh, good morning, Kevin. I'm here with this boot delivery.
Hello.
Hello. We don't know each other as well. I'm just, I am sometimes your Amazon delivery driver.
Yes.
But I have no boots by the door. It looks like I'm here just in time.
Low on boot supply.
Now, there's normally boots by the door, and there's normally oats in this thing, and there's normally a bunch of milk when I come by. Well, what happened to all of it?
You know, these kids that I'm guarding legally, they run through this stuff like wild animals.
That makes sense. Kids, what do you know?
Not much.
Kids, they really use up stuff. Oh, kids, they can never get enough. You can make a list, but that's just the gist of the stuff they're thinking of. Oh, kids, they really use that stuff.
Well, I'll tell you about my kids.
Kids!
If I don't make money, they'll have me out on the skids.
Kids!
They use all of my stuff real fast. But I'm really aghast as I love all my kids.
Kids!
Kids! They really use up stuff.
They sure do.
Kids! They really use up stuff.
Oh, I like all that you say and that you just love them up. But
kids! They really use up stuff.
Show me a kid and a an elevator. I'll show you a kid and no watermelon. 2 minutes
should get back to guarding those kids legally. You know, we love you and we love what you do for the community.
I appreciate. Hey, how much do I owe you guys for this stuff?
For you?
Amazon, it's already paid for. I did that with my card. You guys take cash.
And you and I, we exchange, you pay me at the first of the month, and it's the third week, so we're all set.
Oh, good.
And I give away oats as a hobby, not to make money, so they're fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make money?
Oh, I'm independent. I have a trust fund.
Oh, you're rich.
I'm very wealthy, yes.
But he loves giving out oats.
Strangely enough, well, not strange enough, early Amazon stock.
Well, isn't that funny? You know what? I ride for them, and I wish that I had bought with them.
Question.
Yes?
How are your working conditions, generally speaking?
For me, I think they're okay. I wouldn't say great.
Sure.
Sure.
I saw a commercial, and everybody felt like they were having a great time. The commercial was paid for by Amazon.
I know.
Well, they have no reason to lie, so that's probably
and
right.
And I'm currently paid by Amazon, so I mean, I'm in the same place as that commercial.
Oh, sure. I guess to really get, well, I'll just take my stock options and sort of not think about it. I think that would be easiest for me.
It would be easiest.
Wait a second. Your oats,
mm-hmm.
They grow at the bottom of that mountain, don't they?
They sure do. Oats at the bottom of the mountain. That's the name of my company.
Wow.
Why?
You know.
Why do you ask?
I'm just nervous about my kids ever trying to go up that mountain.
Well, if they do try, it's going to be difficult because the oats grow pretty tall and pretty wild, except for the one thing. Well, dang it. I did sort of cut a path straight through from one side to the base of the mountain.
Well, and I'm sure they're fine, even if they won't get very far. They won't get past the riddles and puzzles and goblins and ghouls and animals.
Yes, first they would have to go through the riddles and puzzles, then goblins, then ghouls, then animals. It's a lot to get through. I'm sure they wouldn't be able to do it in one day or even at all.
My oldest legal kid did it once.
Oh, yeah?
I was pissed. I was so upset with him.
Why?
Glenn. You know Glenn.
Oh,
Glenn?
I love yes. Glenn.
Love Glenn. Media savvy.
Media savvy, yes. He has a TV. I got him that after he came back down.
To show him you care.
Yes.
Yes.
That's nice.
Material things I find make kids the happiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Me
yeah.
too. I love being very, very wealthy.
I love getting things. Even this, my own old milk jar. Feels nice to get.
Sure.
Oats grow so high.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Just me and my siblings legally. We're traveling 1, 2, 3 up to see how high we can get. Know that I will never regret that the journey is the whole dang thing. And I know whatever the wisdom brings, that I'll be happy to be here with my legal siblings.
Growing tall, growing strong, yes, you know. Growing like oats. Growing tall, growing strong, yes, you know. Like oats.
Well, I must admit I'm pretty happy here. I don't have no fear, 'cause I got my two little legal siblings, and they're climbing with me up this mount. We're not gonna stop and count all the footsteps it takes to get up this hill.
Growing tall, growing strong, yes you know. Growing like oats. Growing tall, growing strong, don't you know. Siblings to help you guide the way.
And sometimes sun and water make you get real tall, but the other things, the life stuff things, they help you grow as well.
Growing tall, growing strong, yes you know. Growing like oats. Growing tall, growing strong, yes you know. Growing like oats.
Growing like oats.
made it.
Oh, we made it through the oats.
This is the this mountain seems a lot taller when you're at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to solve this riddle. It's a man. Okay, and I'm going to solve this puzzle. Oop.
Wait, let me do that.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, no, you already did it.
It's just...
Mix it up again.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, now I did it.
Okay, and...
Those riddles and puzzles.
Riddles and puzzles.
Oh, we got ghouls.
Ghouls, goblins.
Animals.
Animals, and then I think that's it.
What's the difference between a goblin and a troll?
Ooh, nothing is the difference between a goblin and a troll.
Excuse me, wait your turn. Ghouls first, then goblins.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hello, boo-hoo, it's me, ghoul.
Oh, gosh. A ghoul.
I told y'all.
Oh.
Boo-hoo, me, ghoul.
Hi, ghoul. What do we need to do to get past you?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry, is that sort of derivative of what you do?
What do you mean?
I'd like to get past you with my two legal brothers.
Sure.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you know about ghouls?
Not much. They're like ghosties.
Sure.
Mm.
But a little bit different.
How are they different?
They have green blood.
Oh, okay.
A ghost don't have blood at all. A ghost is a ghost. A ghoul's got green blood. They've got green blood the most. If you mix them up, you will look like a fool. Confusing a ghost for a ghoul.
Okay, so you're
ghosts
a ghoul.
Ghosts go through walls and ghouls go upstairs. Ghosts look like sheets and ghouls have green hair. Ghosts don't have blood. Ghouls got blood that's green. You're a fool. You can't tell ghosts from ghouls. My riddle is simple as simple can be. Difference twixt a ghost and me. I will be here then, quick as a switch. A ghoul or a ghost, and you got to tell which. Ghost
You're
or a ghoul.
That's right. You're a ghoul.
I'm a ghoul.
Yeah, you have green hair and green blood.
You did it.
You also said, like,
I go upstairs.
Yeah, you go upstairs. You also said, woohoo, I'm a ghoul.
Woohoo, I am a ghoul.
Okay.
Can I go with you guys?
What did you do last time?
Oh, I passed this guy immediately. He wasn't. I cut him off mid-song as well.
Okay, great. Bye.
Now it is
our turn.
Now it's our turn.
The riddle goblins.
Oh no, riddle got. Wait, what is this incredible spread?
My, what a spread!
You have stumbled upon the crux of the riddle.
Okay, what is it? Ah, yes, what is it? Well, what would you say? This is indeed...
One of us always has charcuterie. One of us always has a crudité. And one of us always has crostini. One of us always tells the truth. One of us is always on time. And three of us... trolls, which are the same as goblins. Which is which?
Well, we just have to tell which of you brought which things to the spread.
And is that, am I hearing this right? You just have to say which thing is which. You have to know the difference between Christini and...
Yeah, that's what I did. But there's a lot that goes into that.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Well, what should we pick? Oh, eeny, meeny, miny. I think we'll start with the simplest, Christini.
I don't want to brag and I don't want to boast, but I believe Christini always has a component of toast.
So I think it is this bread that has a different spread. One of them, oh you bet, is that mix of tomatoes and sometimes basil. I know it, it's bruschetta.
Bunch. Which one is a crudité? They're vegetables that crunch. If I had to pick 'em up, which one would do the trick 'em up? Only one has a stick 'em up. Oh, right here, this is jicama. I think that this one must be. I think all the way with the jicama and bell peppers and broccoli and carrots. This must be the crudité.
Yes, that is the crudité. table.
And you're the one that always tells the truth.
Well, you're right.
Because you're wearing that jacket that says, ask me a question, I always tell the truth.
Aw, these kids are too wise.
You guys gotta figure out the other one. I've already done this.
You're right, Glenn. Well, I guess if we have to choose, then I will deduce. And last is the charcuterie.
Give you some oats in exchange.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, thank you. Ooh, what is this? Ooh, a tiny pickle, a cornichon. Did somebody call me?
No.
No, this is our friend Cornichon.
Hello, my name is Cornichon. I'm from Cornwall. Have you ever heard of a Cornish hen?
Yeah.
Cornish game hen?
Yeah, I've heard of one of those.
Kevin makes those for us.
Kevin, if he makes you a Cornish game hen, then he's someone to admire and respect, for they are a finicky bird.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
I'm just going to take a little bit of this crudite.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone call for a crudite? That's me. My name's Ite. Butts and butts and butts. Butts and farts and butts.
Ite, nobody called for you. These three children were just passing our spread riddle.
Oh, all right. Get out of here.
Dunna, dunna. Oh no.
Oh,
oh no, it's the shark. Udere. Oh no, Udere the shark is here.
Wait a minute. Udere the shark is probably one of the animals.
And I didn't. How can a shark even be on a mountain? I never even noticed this brackish stream before. Brackish is water between salt and clear.
Hey, it's fun to go up a mountain and learn things along the way.
Hey.
Oh.
Shark Udere.
Who's up there?
A three legal siblings who just... We're facing our last challenge.
One's
animals.
One's been here before. Oh, wait. Are there other animals? You're only animal.
I'm an animal. That's right. My name's Udere.
Oh, you're kind of a beautiful hammerhead shark. You really glisten in this sunlight.
Kind of. You're really a beautiful hammerhead shark.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've been pretty insecure lately because I've been losing my hair.
Oh. I didn't know you had hair.
Yes. All hammerhead sharks are born with a very strong, nice head of hair.
How did you style it before you lost it?
Well, when I used to style it, I would do a comb over.
Oh.
But then it would always get so wet because I'm living this brackish water.
Can I just say, I don't think anyone is focusing on that as much as you. If I didn't know any better, I would be like, oh. And what happened is, you're a beautiful hammerhead shark.
You're a beautiful
I don't miss hair on you at all.
No.
You're not blowing smoke?
No.
I mean, this is what I picture. You're like the platonic ideal of a hammerhead shark right now.
Oh, wow. Platonic ideal? Wait, how old are you?
9.
It's underage.
Too young.
All three of us, yeah.
I'm 3,000.
Whoa!
Wait, so that means... You were around when, like, the internet was invented.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Like, when Y2K happened.
Yes.
And, like, when the Nintendo 64 came out.
Whoa!
All of those things, yes.
What about the Sega Genesis?
I remember that as well.
What about Game Boy Clear?
I remember that as well, yes.
What about Super Nintendo?
All of these things happened within the last 25 years.
What about Virtual Boy?
Virtual porn?
Virtual boy.
Oh, yeah.
What's virtual
too.
Porn?
Don't ask.
Wow. I don't know how much I don't really want to pass this shark because he's so, like, cool and knows so many things.
This beautiful shark, 3,000 years old. So many things of the past he could tell us, then we would be told. Tell us of all of the wonders of time from long, long, long ago. So many ancient things that I wanna know.
I'll tell you everything. Just ask me a question, I'll spill. You see, I'm the only shark who made it all the way up this hill.
Tamagotchis.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. If you please.
And we please. What about the website NeoPets?
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I did, if you please.
What about CDs? Did you listen to CDs?
If you please, I did listen to CDs.
Do you remember the deodorant, Old Spice, Variety, Cool Breeze?
If you please.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So many things the shark knows.
Goldfish.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So many things the shark knows.
Did you ever get to drink a can of soda called Spree? Wait, that's a candy. Did you eat the Spree candy?
Oh, Glenn, unless there's other animals, I think we're almost at the top.
Then we get to go up to the elders and ask them for a boon or a question. I actually didn't really think about what would happen once we got up there.
I was really into, like, the journey, you know, and that, like, we'd get to the top. I didn't think about my question either. Shoot.
Well, it's got to be something deep, right?
Yeah.
You go up a mountain, you don't want to ask, like, How long is Instagram really going to be around?
Right.
When do we all switch to
should
TikTok?
Should I have more oats or have I had enough?
What kind of boots are best for my feet? Although I guess that is something that I would kind of like knowing.
Those were all questions that I asked, and I felt like I wasted my opportunity.
How many questions did you get?
Three.
Each?
Three each. For each elder. There's three elders. At least that's all I got to see, because I had to run back down. Because you know Kevin has a strict curfew.
So you asked 9 questions?
No, 3 questions total, 1 per elder. Oh, wait, yeah.
No, 9 questions.
Yeah.
Do we each get 9 questions?
We each get 9 questions. I don't get any more. I cannot ask.
Okay, I feel a little bit of the pressure off now. If I get 9 questions. So this elder is going to have to answer from the two of us 18 questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no.
No. Just one elder.
I guess each of
6
them.
Questions each.
Yeah. One elder is going to answer 3 of yours and 3 of mine. The next elder.
The thing about 18 divided by 3, it is 6.
Yeah.
I've got it.
So not one elder answering 18. Don't worry,
I'm not
Trenton.
Worried about that.
Trenton, don't worry.
Well, that answers one of my questions. What is 18 divided by 3? Wait. There they are. What was I about to say?
Oh.
Hello, children.
Welcome, children, to the top of the mountain.
Welcome, children.
Welcome to Mount Journey. Where
welcome.
The journey is part of the mountain. And
welcome
the mountain...
back, Glenn.
Oh, hey, y'all remember me?
Of course.
Cool. Have I gotten taller?
You have.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
Surprisingly so. You were already a tall boy.
I'm 14 now.
What are you now? 6'2"?
6'9".
Sweet lord.
You are quite a
You're
tall boy.
You're a tall boy.
14, and I haven't stopped growing. It actually is quite painful.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That will happen.
Can I give you one for free?
Please.
That's not for forever.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
The pain will pass. You're not going to keep growing as a sort of painful thing for forever.
Yes.
Thank you, Elder.
But remember the intensity and use it later. Welcome, new children. Trenton.
Hi.
Bryce. You know us?
I don't have a lot of chill right now.
Yes. We know you. Glenn told us about you when he came up before.
Glenn, that's so nice. That's so sweet you would talk to us about...
Good things. Good things, I hope.
Yes.
Oh, yes. All good things.
All good things.
Oh, Glenn, I freaking love you.
Don't
sorry.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Glenn.
I'm so glad you're our
legal brother. Children, ask away.
I'll take three, and then a different elder will take.
Oh boy! So I have. I guess
three.
Go ahead, Trenton. Ask us.
Okay. Is the Nintendo Switch a good investment for the long term, or do I need to hold out and wait for them to release the Switch Pro?
Don't wait on things that can make you happy now, unless somehow you know maybe the waiting is part of that joy.
Okay. Is Breath of the Wild 2 going to live up to the hype of Breath of the Wild? That was the best Zelda game I have ever played on Nintendo Switch.
No.
Makes sense, that was a sort of singular experience. How could the sequel, even if it's fantastic, be as good? I wanna ask another question, but all I can think about is the Nintendo Switch. I gotta switch up this question, so I can know which is which. I wanna ask another question, but I don't want it to be about... Oh, here's how we'll do it. How do I ask a question not about the Nintendo Switch?
Quiet your heart, find peace in your brain.
Okay.
Maybe use the Switch questions to ask questions that are the same.
Oh, use it as a sort of jumping off point to find a deeper truth.
Sure, those are the three questions that I get to answer for you.
Okay.
Bring it on over here, Trenton, my boy.
Wait, no, give me a break from questions.
Nope, it's gotta be you.
Oh, Jesus, okay. Think about how a question from a Switch can be about something else. Okay, got it. Like the goose in Untitled Goose Game. Is it okay to live a life of chaos if that chaos brings you calm and enjoyment? Or is it... sacrifice of the people around you not make it worth it on the whole?
I'm the elder of music. I only answer questions about music.
Well, you should have said that before. But
don't talk back to me.
Do I get another question?
Two more.
That question was your first question. Do I get another question? Was your first music question to the music mystic? So you can do it two more times, but they have to be about music. But remember the metaphor thing, I believe in you, you can use it.
Will there ever be a video game composer with the same level of competency as those who work on the Final Fantasy series?
Yes, they're being produced all the time in Japan. Good music people in Japan.
Okay, good. What kind of music is best?
Country.
Wow, it's great to know definitively.
And now you must ask questions to the final mystic. He's the mystic of snacks.
Okay. What are the best kinds of snacks to eat while gaming? Obviously Cheetos, but hot tip, eat them with chopsticks, then you can eat the Cheetos and not get the Cheeto dust on your hands. Also works for Doritos. Also works for other Doritos. And that's all three of the quest. Wait, what? Yep, I made it a three-part answer to your one-part question. I'm allowed to do that next, child.
Okay, Bryce, it's your turn. You can do this. All right, I'm going to start with, well, you answered questions about video games. I am actually the interest mystic. It's your interest. Okay, I'm going to circle back to you. I'm going to start.
I feel like I really blew it, so
no.
You got to really take
Trenton,
your time.
Trenton, you did great. All right, music mystic. Will we eventually hear music from outer space?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
He will. We already have.
I knew it.
So much better than mine.
When I feel music in my heart, is my that God. Like justifying that yes, music is a universal language because it reflects our heartbeat?
That's absolutely true. Like everything is rhythm.
I don't know. I like that everything is rhythm. That's right. If I had to listen to one album for the rest of my life to get me ready in the morning, you know, something that's going to put me on the right path, what would it be?
Just that one song by Keane. Somewhere only we know.
That's right.
We go somewhere only we know.
Okay, Snack Mystic.
Yes.
Why do oats fill me up so well?
Because they're high in carbohydrates, which take longer for your body to burn off.
Okay, will I grow out of fruit snacks, or is it okay that I like them forever?
You'll like them forever and ever and ever.
Great. And, if I have a midnight snack, does it affect my dreams?
It will if you go somewhere only you know.
What am I interested in? Huh.
I mean, deep truths? Family? Kevin? Me?
You're right.
That shark?
Ask me, child, what is on your mind? I usually just reflect the truths you hope to find. Will my brothers always be my brothers? Yes, they already are. Yeah. Why did Kevin get mad? Because he hates when you're too far. And why, if he was angry at Glenn, did he give him a TV to him? Because he's trying his best. Kevin!
I made it up this mountain. Really, really damn slow.
Whoa.
Why'd y'all go far away? I'll never know.
But you found us, and now we know that Kevin will go wherever, even if it's somewhere only we know.
So if you have a minute for this shouting, we found
back, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Tart.
Hey. Carl Tart.
Hey. Always, always a pleasure.
Come on. What a gift.
We were talking about E40 in the conversation previous to us hitting that old record button.
Yeah, because you played E40 recently, right?
Yeah. I did E40 on another podcast. It'll be coming out.
Ooh, not out yet. Sorry. Got the exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive here.
He's one of my favorite rappers just because he, like... So, you know, rap started in New York, and then it moved to Los Angeles.
Just like the UCB Theater.
Just like the UCB Theater. But it was all, like, everybody kind of had their own styles, you know, due to, you know, cultural dialects and stuff like that. But E40 was, like, one of the first rappers to really take it to something that had never been heard before. And I don't think he gets enough credit for that. He also did it independently. He was, like, selling his own albums out of his truck, and he raps off of... what was it? Traditional rap meter, like he raps off of that. He just kind of talks sometimes
outside of the box.
He's made up his own words. He has his own dictionary. Like he's great.
That's wild.
That's amazing. And if you don't know, he has a great song called Choices.
And this is, we remembered that we used to do an improv rap warm-up. That's the nerdiest thing I've ever seen. Well, no, it's not, but it's up there. based off that song, Choices. And we figured we would do it right now. If you don't know, Choices has a chorus of basically E40 going, yep.
Nope.
And he just sort of poses questions to which the answer is either yes or no.
Yes, so please accept our admittedly dorky homage to a great song and a great actual rapper. Ever crack your phone?
Yep.
Ever like being alone?
Nope.
Ever get to your home?
Yep.
And see it's covered in foam?
Nope.
Ever chased a pigeon?
No.
Ever switched up your religion?
Yes.
Ever watched TV?
Yep.
Ever been stung by a bee?
Yep.
Ever got in a car?
Yep.
Ever fell from a bridge real far?
Nope.
Ever ate some rice?
Yep.
Ever got head lice?
Nope. Ever go to school?
Yep.
Ever swim in a jello pool?
Nope.
Ever learn to ice skate?
Yep.
Nope. Ever go through a grate?
Nope.
Ever drank fine wine?
Yep.
Ever skip to the front of a line?
Yep.
Ever jumped off a plane?
Nope.
Ever had a small bug inside your brain?
Nope.
Ever ate some peas?
Yep.
Ever ate some sneeze?
Nope.
Ever sneezed in an airplane?
Yep.
Ever played a video game? Nope.
Ever meet a shark?
Yep.
Ever go out at dark?
Yep.
Ever give that shark hair?
Nope.
Ever say you don't care?
Yep. Ever swam with a dolphin?
Nope. Yep.
Playing cards, do you say that you're all in?
Nope.
Ever thrown two jacks?
Nope.
You ever go binge a bunch of snacks?
Yep.
Ever ate some cereal?
Yep.
Ever named Viriel?
Nope.
Ever went to a funeral?
Yep.
Ever jumped in the funeral?
Nope.
That's so hard.
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
It's really hard. It's really hard. Okay.
Here we go!
Ever wear a pack fanny?
Yep.
Ever star in The Nanny?
Nope.
Ever really like Fran?
Yep.
Ever have a plan?
Nope. Yep. Ever squeak like a mouse?
Nope.
Ever star in the series Full House?
Nope.
Ever had a bungle? Ever been in the movie Jungle to Jungle?
Ever rode on a bus?
Yep.
Ever said a cuss word?
Yep.
Fuck! Oh my god, it's so hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. Okay. Yep.
Here we go.
Yep. Ever say, oh lordy?
Yep.
Ever be as good as E40?
Nope.
Ever realize this is hard?
Yep.
Ever try to do your part?
Yep. Ever slaughtered a pig?
Nope.
Ever got a shovel to dig?
Yep.
Ever dug with a shovel?
Yep. Yep.
Ever built yourself a hovel?
Nope.
Ever rode on a bike?
Yep.
Ever kicked in the face of a tyke?
Nope.
Ever went to Toys R Us?
Yep.
Ever rode on the back of a bus?
Yep. Ever called your dad?
Yep.
Ever used the bag called Glad?
Nope.
Ever been in a search party?
Yep.
Ever think this is too hardy?
Nope. Have you ever ate bugs?
Nope.
Ever rode on a bus?
Yep.
Ever made a big fuss?
Yep.
Ever rode on a bus?
Yep. Ever got in the trash?
Yep.
Ever said ass?
Yep.
Ever rode on a giraffe?
Nope.
Ever drank a wine out of a carafe?
Yep.
Ever been on a bus?
Yep.
Ever said this bus is a must?
Yep.
Ever said I trust this bus?
Yep.
Ever done one more bus?
Yep. Ever gone real far?
Yep.
Ever been inside a long car?
Yep.
Got a person you can trust?
Yep.
Was that long car
a bus?
Yep.
Ever been in a limo?
Yep.
Ever met a man named Mo?
Nope.
Ever met a man named Steve?
Yep.
Ever been in a limousine?
Yep. Ever been on a, ever been on
a, ever been on, ever been on a bus?
Ever been on a bus? Ever been, everybody got buses.
Everybody got buses.
I drop on these buses they drive.
Everybody got buses.
Oh, everybody got buses.
Carl Tyler.
My gosh, it's always fun to say, I'm going to do 1,000 pull-ups and then realize you can't.
Yeah, it's very fun.
But if you try to do 1,000, you'll do more than you thought you could do.
That's right. That was hard, and you're Carl Tart. And what should the people know?
Just, I'm only on Instagram right now. So just
That's the good one.
Yeah, listen to the Flagrant Ones. It's a Patreon podcast with me and Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements from Hollywood Handbook, your favorite boys.
Heard of them?
Ever heard of them? You got to pay for it, so give me that money.
Yeah.
But other than that, always listen to Off Book and never stop.
Oh, Carl. Thanks, Carl. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett on the fret, choo-choo. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stick-ins. We got some upcoming dates. Please come see our face with your face.
Pacific Northwest, we would love to see you. We are going to be in Portland, Oregon at the Helium Comedy Club on the 20th, February 20th at 8 p.m. Please get tickets for that. We're going to be at Just for Laughs Northwest in Vancouver, Canada on February 22nd at 9:30 p.m. Please get tickets for that.
We're going to be in Seattle on the 23rd at Chop Suey. All these ticket links are available at thezackandthejess.com/live.
All you got to do is go there, click it, get tickets. Please buy them so we can continue to tour places.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you.
We'd love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. And as we say at the end of every episode,
if you're making a fuss,
you better be on a bus.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.